WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Beginning tomorrow, Alabama residents can get alcohol delivered straight to their front doors, thanks to a new law passed this year. WBHM's Janae Pierre has the details.
Wine, beer, and spirits can be ordered and delivered directly to customers, but there is some red tape. Mac Gibson is administrator of the Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. He says the customer's driver's license has to be scanned upon delivery, making sure that sales are not made to minors. Plus, Gibson says the law only permits alcohol delivery from in-state retailers, restaurants, and manufacturers.
Frankly, we did not want out-of-state retailers competing with in-state retailers.
Gibson says there's been some confusion around the alcohol delivery bill because it's not the only law of its kind passed this year. Governor Kay Ivey also signed the wine shipment bill into law, which allows direct shipments from wineries to consumers. Representative Terry Collins sponsored that bill. She says, as a society, people are leaning more towards convenience.
And we're willing to pay for some of those convenient services. And that direct delivery and direct shipment are part of just wanting to be able to participate in those convenient services.
Craig Torres is founder of Hop City Beer and Wine in Birmingham. For months, he and his staff have been exploring ways to capitalize on the state's newest alcohol law, which allows delivery within a 75-mile radius of the retailer.
You wouldn't drive 30 minutes or 40 minutes to go get your beer or wine. But now I do believe that our clientele, the range at which people can visit us, now effectively expands.
Hop City has 4 locations in Georgia. Torres says they've already started delivery there after that state changed its laws. Now the store is promoting delivery in Alabama, including a new wine club. Though the alcohol home delivery law goes into effect October 1st, delivery won't begin that day. Officials with the ABC board said delivery licenses have been delayed for some applicants and training with proper ID scanners are still underway. Janae Pierre, WBHM.
Hop City is a program sponsor on WBHM, but our news and business departments operate separately.